Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now, so nice and comfortable, just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now it's time. Time for a change in some of your preferences in life. Time for you to begin viewing yourself in a whole new way. Time for you to begin discovering that you have an enjoyment of wearing the clothes that are usually worn by the opposite sex. That's right. You're going to begin discovering that you have an enjoyment of cross-dressing, of dressing as a member of the opposite sex. If you're a man, this may start out as something simple, a small obsession with women's panties and bras, perhaps buying some and wearing them secretly underneath your clothes. And if you're a woman, the same may be true, choosing a man's boxers and wearing those under your clothes. That desire will grow and grow. You'll find yourself becoming more and more interested in it, more and more attracted to it as time goes by. You'll find yourself paying more and more attention to the clothes the members of the opposite sex wear. You'll find yourself becoming more and more attracted to them. Perhaps it's their simplicity, if you're female, getting to wear almost whatever you want, being able to throw it on, or perhaps it's the formality of a men's suit, the simple lines that make a man look so good. And if you're a man, maybe it's the graceful elegance, the look of heels or makeup or hose. Any of these things are possible. You'll find whatever it is that you're attracted to about the other members' clothing is just simply a desire to wear them that slowly grows and gets stronger over time. That one day you find yourself looking at them longingly, thinking about what they might feel, and then at some point in time you find yourself buying the first garment of the other member's sex's clothing. You buy that garment of clothing. Perhaps you don't wear it immediately. Perhaps you just simply enjoy the feel of it against your skin, rubbing it across your body, or perhaps you find yourself immediately putting it on to find out what it feels like, exactly how it feels, feeling a little closer to the other gender. You find yourself more and more attracted to their clothing. You find yourself wanting to wear it more and more frequently. That's right. It just simply feels so good to want to dress like a member of the opposite sex. And the better it feels, the more you find yourself searching for items that will fit you, searching for items that will look perfect on you, choosing the right things, the right makeup, the right cologne, the right shoes, the right shirt, any of those things. You'll find yourself carefully selecting them, looking around, shopping online if you're uncomfortable with people realizing what you're doing. But the more you do it, the more these items you obtain and find, the more confident you'll find yourself becoming. Until one day, you may decide to put the undergarments of the member of the opposite sex on and wear those all day long. That's right. Then there'll be something very freeing about that. Something very wonderful about allowing yourself to do that all day long. And as you continue to collect these items, you may find yourself going out shopping for them, even in public. After all, you can always pretend you're shopping for a friend. But as your collection grows, so will your boldness. So will your boldness, and as it grows, you'll find yourself wearing these items more and more often, finding days where you get up and put them on and wear them until you go to work, or you get home and you put them on because they just feel so much more comfortable and natural than the clothes of the members of your own sex. The more accustomed to you become, the more you find yourself becoming bolder and bolder. That's right, your own strength, your own self-confidence grows as you continue to wear these clothes until you find yourself at the point where you decide to wear something out, either in front of a friend or even out of the house. You find your strength and confidence grows as you continue to do these things. As you continue to cross-dress more and more frequently, you just simply find yourself connected with the clothes and mannerisms of the opposite sex. This doesn't change your desires in any way. It doesn't make you any less of the person you already are. You're just simply discovering that you enjoy cross-dressing, that it's a part of you, that it's something that you're interested in and enjoy doing, and it's something you want to do more and more often. If your desires change, or if your desires were always different, then perhaps it'll even make you feel more at home, dressing the way you've always felt you should be. After all, some people just always feel they've never, ever been entirely comfortable in their own skin. And if that's the case with you, then you will continue doing so, becoming more and more comfortable in this new skin, discovering who you are, discovering that somewhere deep down inside, you are and always have been a cross-dresser. If you take it further than that, further than just cross-dressing, that's up to you. Where you go with this is entirely up to you. But you're going to find that your interest in cross-dressing is going to grow with every passing day until you simply find yourself doing it all of the time. And if somewhere along the way you lose interest, or if you never get past the point where you can do it in public, that's okay too. You're doing this for you. You're doing what makes you the most comfortable. But as you do it, your self-confidence will grow, your happiness will grow, and you'll find it easier and easier to do these things. You'll find it easier and easier to do it in public if that is your desire, to cross-dress not just some of the time, but all of the time, because you are becoming a cross-dresser. You chose that when you began listening to this file. You accepted it when you began listening to this file. And in that acceptance, even on a subconscious level, you found yourself embracing this. And as you embrace it more and more, you may come back to this file, listening to it over and over again if you need to, allowing it to make you a better and stronger cross-dresser until you are completely comfortable doing so. The decision is up to you and your own subconscious mind. But you allowed for this when you began listening. You accepted it. And so you really should embrace it a little more each day, a little more each time you listen, more and more until you embrace it completely. And now it's time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awakened, refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed.